Hey guys, welcome back to our Digital Chill podcast. I am one of your hosts, Keith Clark, and we are here with
Gabe Pilley
and Hunter Roll.
And today we are going to be talking about a lot of things. First thing I want to open up is Dream is a pedophile.
Yeah! Is in chat,
what the fuck?
Yeah! Yeah! Wait, no, let's not celebrate this.
We finally got him.
Yeah, so apparently Dream got outed on Twitter or some shit. I can pull it up real quick.
Ladies and gentlemen.
So from what I have seen and have been seen, somebody sent a bunch of like audio files of him on Snapchat moaning into the microphone of DMs of 16-year-old girls.
Whoa.
That's not good.
That's my job.
So if we would like to do a demonstration, no. Hunter, you know the situation.
I'll be Dream.
You can be.
No, you guys are muted. No. Bad.
Hey,
bad.
Hey.
Promise you'll change and on you.
I'll change.
Pinky promises. Pinky promise. We've pinky promised.
As I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted. So apparently Dream talking to underage women on Snapchat, and he went on Twitter or Discord or one of the two saying that it's not a problem because Snapchat is a messaging service.
Good for him.
Honestly, you know,
that's a power move. That's a power.
I don't really agree with it, but like, honestly, if I was Dream, I wouldn't have sent those. Like, honestly, I would have. I wouldn't.
That's a great observation.
Look, just go the full.
I'm really proud of you, Keith.
If I'm Dream and I did send it, this is how I would sound.
You know, this is the first time.
Basically, I would have sent the message, but instead of doing it like he did, like with those sounds, I would have been like,
But like, yeah, it's kind of crazy. This is the first time that we've done like actual new, like news, quote unquote, and it's about pedophilia.
Welcome to the news. What do you mean? Are you implying our summers are not news? It's news to everyone else.
Oh, it absolutely is news.
That's
but
my
sometimes
response,
you need to
buddy.
Talk about, you
my
know,
fucking
the world's
Twitter
politics.
Won't load, so I guess I can't show you.
Abby Papin, politics? Keith, are you forgetting our only
rule? Our one and only rule.
We have
rule
one politics.
That's
you're
our
right.
only rule.
Our one and only rule that we have four different images
guys,
for
I
on the Google Doc.
Guys, I have come out as a liberal.
Fuck politics.
No politics in the house. No politics or religion at the bar.
Guys, I have come out as a devoted Catholic, and I will no longer be swearing.
Get the fuck out.
We are in a Catholic private school. Why do you mean get
no,
the fuck out?
No, we're not.
Oh, sorry, you're right. I'm in blank
school.
We are
in our home. We are in our homes of New Jersey.
I am currently in
Wyoming.
11-20.
No, Daddy! All
right.
What else? So what else happened while we were gone? Thanksgiving.
A lot happened.
Halloween,
our last
9/11.
9/11 did happen.
Fortnite season,
true.
Black Friday, White Wednesday.
9/11 is my favorite holiday.
We will be. We will be talking about all of those topics because the last time we
this is the unhinged episode.
Our last episode was uploaded October 11th. Actually, fun fact: as recording this, there's only one episode out. However,
we recorded
the third episode.
This is the third.
We forgot to upload the second.
So go back. We're gonna upload them at the same time. Yeah, go back and watch the last one, and then come back. And then pause this one. Go watch the second one so you can hear about Gabe's summer and then come back here on the tab that you first opened and hit play and then we'll welcome you back because we love you. Welcome back, you sexy individuals.
Oh, that's because I didn't hit publish.
Oh my god. Our first episode
all right, he's
was...
retarded.
All right, guys, our episode is out.
October
Everybody go tune in, baby.
We just uploaded the second one.
New episode just got uploaded as we're recording this. Let's go.
So yeah, but the first episode was October, but we only talked about Keith and Hunter's summer. The second episode was my summer because I did a lot. So we've only talked about our summer. So we have literally everything to talk about from like midway through August till now. So everything since then is what this episode is going to be.
So
which,
we're just going
to
go in order.
9/11
really isn't a lot.
So we're just going to go in order. By month, I guess.
This is not in order by month. I would like to point this out.
Yeah,
Thanksgiving is
what month was after October?
We're gonna start with 9/11. We didn't
August?
Do anything on 9/11.
What's after August?
What? Yeah, what's after August?
September.
October. Oh, September.
September 9/11. That
happened.
In fact, it happened.
So September.
Next. That's
let's give your top
Halloween.
Three. Hey, wait! You guys down to give your first? Oh, wait. Wait, Halloween happened before. Let's start
dumbass.
With Halloween.
Halloween, what do y'all do
right,
for Halloween?
This is not in order.
Don't care. What
Halloween.
Did y'all do for Halloween?
Actually, Halloween weekend of the, what was it, like the 27th, 28th? Because Halloween was on a
Tuesday.
So on Halloween weekend, the Saturday, which sucked, we had, Glee Club had an ensemble cabaret that day. So we, I didn't really do anything that, actually, no. Friday, I don't think I did anything Friday. Saturday, we sang for the cabaret. So that kind of sucked. That was midway. And then we decided to go home, immediately change into our costumes, which, by the way, my entire friend group all went as different Batman characters.
I did see, I saw Braden Bass's Wayne
costume. He was Bane. I went Bane, as Batman. Carson went as Riddler. Beck went as Two-Face. What did Paul, I forget what Paul, he was supposed to go as Joker. I forget if he actually did, though. I don't think he did. But yeah. Yeah, we just went as a bunch of different Batman characters, and I was Batman. But we, after the cabaret, we got home, changed, and we went to, we were going to go to this huge party, because that's, there were two main parties going down that night. Well, two parties we knew of. We were going to go to this huge one. And as we're, like, on the way there, we get a call from a friend who is not in Glee Club, who was there, and he's like, oh, yeah, don't come. Cops.
Cops.
So, yeah, we didn't go to that one because apparently that one was, I didn't realize it. No one else was having a party. Literally everyone, like everyone in our area who's our age was at that party. There was like hundreds of people there.
Was it the one from the one girl's whose name started with E? Oh.
I think.
Yeah, I don't want to go to that one too. The thing is, I got sick that weekend.
Literally so many, like so many people were there. So yeah, that got shut down. We went to the other girls' party, and it was honestly really fun. It was a lot less people, but I think that made it better. I actually talked to people there and talked to people I didn't know, had a great time. And yeah, and then Sunday, didn't do anything, or maybe I did. I don't know. I don't think I did anything Sunday. That was like a month and a half ago. Well, I know that was a full month ago. But yeah, Monday, nothing. Tuesday, actual Halloween day,
nothing.
Actually, that's a no. Poff had a party. So we went to that one.
I forgot about that. Oh, I was so sick.
I had an interesting experience that night. So we're all at this party, and Paul likes inviting a lot of people to his parties, but he makes one fatal and crucial mistake. He invites people and then says those people can bring their friends, which leads to more and more, more and more people showing up. And we're all here. We've had, like, Paul has had parties before, and there's been moments where it's like, okay, there's people that we don't know here, but it's like they know someone here. It's like, it's not like they're completely foreign. Like if we tried to, we could probably find a connection in like maybe one or two people. Like it's not horribly problematic. There's been one point, New Year's, where we had to kick these group of people out. And, but yeah, this time on Halloween, Poff, this was a lot because this is the Poff's last party. He wasn't allowed to have any more parties after this because his dad was not too happy. And well, he went out with a bang, definitely. And these people, and because this was his last party, Poff did not want to kick anyone out. But as more and more people showed up, those same people who showed up, showed up again, and were like, "Hey, like Poff, this is like the limit. Like this is what the realizing factor of like it's gotten out of hand. We need to kick these people out." And he's like, "Gabe, I trust you as a friend. You'll do what needs to be done." And Poff's basement is like one big room and like a little boiler room that some people hang out in. They were all in there. Like every problematic person was in there. And I'm like, okay, they have to leave. Like they're making everyone who's like good friends with Poff is talking about it. We're like, they need to leave. Like someone needs to kick him out. And I'm like, guys, I'll be the one.
Goat.
I know. I'll be the one who has,
I'll be the asshole. All right.
I know. I'll be the asshole. Like I was just so tired of these people. I'm like, I'll do it. If no one else will, I walk into their first thing I do. I walk into that room. First person I turn to. Hey, do you know whose house you're at? No. Cool. Get out. And he's like, huh? I'm like, yeah. The party host doesn't want you guys here. You guys have to leave. And keep in mind, this guy is like I'm pretty tall and pretty like built. This guy's like 6'4", and you can tell he is not afraid of fighting. So he's like right next to me. He's like, I know you ain't talking to me like this. I'm like, I am. Get the fuck out. And he's like, I'm not. Like, no, you are not talking to me. Like, he's like, you're lucky I'm swinging on you right now. I'm like, I don't care. Get the fuck out. I'm not gonna hide it. I was shitting bricks. I was terrified. Because it's me in this room with him and a bunch of guys who all hate me. And he's like sitting there like yelling. He's like, He's like, man, like, you're lucky I swing on me. Like, you yell at, like, the one black guy. I'm like, you're just the first person I turn to. Like, you were the closest person to the door. That's like, tragic. The fact that you think race has anything to do with this is laughable. And he wasn't even right. There were a lot of them. Like, there was more black guys in the room. A lot of them. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I was so confused. But now I'm just sitting in this room, but surrounded by guys who doesn't know anyone here, so they have no fear of making enemies here. I'm kicking them out, and now they think I'm racist. And I'm like, oh, this sucks. My only goal was to not, like, step back or, like, falter or, like, I just wanted to stand my ground, which I did. I was terrified, but I did. But, yeah, one of them left and asked Puff if they could stay. And he comes back, and he's like, guys, party host said we could stay. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Because now I'm in here. I look like the guy who just, first of all, they think I'm racist. I just came in there to kick all of them out, and then the party host said they could stay, so now I look like an asshole, and this guy already wants to swing on me. I'm like, oh, I'm fucked. So I leave, and I yell at Puff. I'm like, Puff, what the hell are you doing? Like, I'm about to get my ass beaten there. Why'd you say they could stay? He's like, oh, and he's like, he's getting a little nervous, you know. But in respect, I probably should not have yelled at him, but I was a little scared. Then someone else talked to him. And then they, like, literally forced Poff to go in. She tried kicking them out. They didn't listen. She forced Poff to go in there and kick them out. And then they left for 15 minutes. The whole time they were trying to leave, he kept saying, like, oh, I better see you outside. I'm like, no, I'm allowed to be here. So they left for 15 minutes. Then they came back. And then that's when Poff's sister finally got Poff's parents. And then they all, like, was screaming, like, get out. And they all left. Like, oh, my, everyone left. After that, anyone who wasn't immediate good friends with Poff left. So, yeah. And then after they left, we went into the back room they were in. They, because it also is his pantry. They poured canola oil all over the ground. They threw cheese in his water boiler or his water heater.
What?
And they...
Yo, get fucking cheese, bitch. Yeah, get cheese,
and
bitch.
One of them left their backpack who had just a full box of Pop-Tarts, and there was an entire box of Fruity Pebbles in the garbage.
He definitely stole them. Was he black?
I don't know whose backpack it was.
Okay, fair enough.
So, but by the way, this guy's backpack, fucking dumbass. Dude had a vocab workshop level A book, and he had a spelling book.
Dude, I don't even have a vocab book, dude. I haven't even, like, touched one of those dishes in a year.
He was a little dumb. But yeah, they refused to leave, tried fighting me a lot.
Which one is level A?
That's the very first one.
That's the very, like,
oh my god!
I didn't even have...
For reference, the ones that we had last year were, like, I think level H or G or one of the two.
The last one.
Yeah, we had level G. G is the second highest. I think H.
Please.
But yeah, they tried fighting me. they refused to leave.
Grade 6!
Yeah. Yeah.
Grade 6, bro.
And they just completely vandalized
his
house.
He's a little acoustic.
Yeah, so they completely vandalized his house and everything. But they eventually left. But the most problematic thing was Beck. Beck couldn't find his keys because his keys were in that room and they were not where they were before. So we thought they stole them because, like, they stole other stuff in his pantry. We're like, dude, like, there's a good chance they just stole their keys. So we waited outside for a while. Eventually Beck's mom came with spare keys, got their car, left. Everything was honky-dory. Eventually, they found the keys. It was just in the corner. So they didn't steal it. They just threw it in the corner, like behind all the fucking water heaters and everything. So that was...
Damn.
That was Halloween night. I had an interesting night.
Dude, so you're telling me Puff got fucking cheesed.
Yeah, Puff did get
Puff
cheese.
Got cheese.
He got cheese.
Puff's
he got
water
cheese.
Boiler
Let's
got
make
cheese.
That the term. His boiler got fucking cheesed.
Yeah, and his he ground got oiled.
Yeah, he got oiled up and cheesed.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. So that was my Halloween. How was your guys' Halloween?
My Halloween was actually really peaceful.
Because you were sick.
I was sick, but I was going to go trick-or-treating. I was a detective. I had a pea coat.
We
I had
were,
like a little
yeah,
fedora,
we were supposed
glove.
To go. You were going to be like a detective or something, and I was going to be a fucking IRS agent, and you got sick, so we never did.
Well, I didn't even tell you got sick. I literally just, like, could not do shit. Yo, I was in bed for those three entire days. Like, I could not do anything. I went to the hospital.
No, because the 3 days before you were out sick. So I'm like, okay, yeah. He's fucking gone. he's probably got COVID or some shit.
I was gone for 3 days. That was so bad, dude. I missed 3 school days, and I was sick 2 days before as well. Like,
oh my God, I got my wisdom teeth removed. I forgot about that. I was like, oh yeah, I was out for like long extended time, but, and I forgot. It was because I got my wisdom teeth.
But yeah, I got that whole fucking suit out that I only wore that suit once for senior pictures, and I only wore like, that was the only time I wore it. So I was like, fuck, now I can't, now what am I going to do with this thing? But I ended up wearing it because me and my friends went out to see the FNAF movie premiere. And I wore it to that.
I was gonna go see it too,
dude.
I'm so pissed, me and my friend. Fuck,
that suit was so hot, bro.
I'm so pissed.
You're I'm wearing three shirts, and it's so hot, bro. I felt like I was literally inside of like 90 degrees. I felt like I was inside of 90 degrees. Yeah. Fuck am
I
saying?
I wanted to dress up for that, but we did not.
But yeah, me and my friends went to go see the FNAF movie premiere on that Friday. And I saw Ryan Coons there. He scared the shit out of me.
Did he go up and sneak attack you? Like, no, get from behind and choke you out?
No, it was him, Frank Becker?
Yeah. Him and Frank Becker went and saw it. Because we were.
There was two other people there.
That was Saturday. It came out because we saw it in the morning, and then we went to the cabaret, and then we went to the movie, and then we went
I went Friday night.
The party afterwards. But they were going to go because they couldn't do it. Wait, no, was it? Or was it Friday? I think it was...
It was Friday night.
Yeah, because we were going to go... No, I think we went... it's either Saturday morning or Friday morning. Someday, we went different from everyone else because of complications, but yeah.
Right.
Frank was with... No, someone went twice, I'm pretty sure. I think Frank went twice, or he was
I don't know.
Twice.
I know I saw Ryan there because me and him talked for a bit, but yeah. I think it was Frank Becker, and I want to say it was...
Loebker?
Yeah, maybe. There was four people there. I didn't recognize the other two. But anyway, yeah, we went and saw it, and it was pretty good.
Was it Luca, Loebker, and Frank and Ryan?
I don't honestly remember. It could have been.
But. Maybe. I don't know who went with that. I don't know who went with that group. But yeah. Yeah, the FNAF movie. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, we booked... Me and my friends booked the entire, like, middle row.
I was going to go
We got the seats, like, 4 months in advance.
What the fuck do you mean 4 months in advance?
I swear to God, we ordered those tickets in like July. I'm not even joking.
Damn, you're revolutionary. I was going to go with I have a friend that I met online, but he's from San Francisco. Like he lived there for past like 18 years. Now he goes to UC, and the first time I met him IRL was kind of surreal because like I walked up behind this guy, so like you know the 18-19 has like a gaming center or whatever, like I'm up there pretty often because I have a lot of friends that do all the esports stuff over there, so like I'm up there a lot, and there's one day I went and I saw this guy, big dude with very big curly hair, and I was like, I've never seen this guy before. But he was playing some Valorant, and I was like, oh, this guy's pretty good, dude. So I was standing behind him and I look up at the screen. He has like a little Discord thing. I saw high quality, and then you know the one word that starts with an F that I cannot say.
Yeah,
it was that. It wasn't him, but it was one of his friends. And I was like, okay, I'm not gonna say anything to that guy. But like a week later, I was on Twitter, and then I saw my friend. I was like, yo, what's good? And I had reposted something about UC, and he was like, dude, you go to UC? I was like, I'm from Cincinnati. And he was like, dude, I got a UC. And I was like, oh, that's sick as fuck, dude. You want to meet up? And then next time I saw him, he sent me a photo of him. I was like, holy fuck, that was you? And I told him, I saw high quality. And then I obviously did not say the word because I'm not home of phobics.
Homophobics.
Whatever that word is. And I was like, oh my God, dude, that is ridiculous. And I think within an hour, we became best friends, and we were like, oh, dude, you want to go see the FNAF movie together?
The
like,
FNAF. The FNAF movie.
And then maybe fuck, I mean, and hang out
after. Hey, whoa, whoa, wait.
Sorry.
Talk about that after the show.
During the show.
What? Dude, honestly, fuck it, dude. Let's have an orgy at the FNAF
movie. Whoa, calm it down. I didn't say all that.
Wait.
Interracial sex up in this bitch. What in the
interracial?
Fuck?
Interracial?
Reverse Oreo.
Dude, we can you're do black, interracial. Me and Keith, or me and Gabe are white.
High five, dude.
Hoorah! Gabe, say some white shit.
Yippee.
Yeah.
Keith, say some black shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yippee.
Hooray.
All right.
Hooray.
All right. Next what else topic.
Let's talk about 9/11, baby.
9/11.
All right, guys. Give me your top three facts about 9/11.
We already talked about
9/11. Go. Planes.
In September.
It happened in September.
On the 11th.
And it was an inside job set by.
I mean, I personally
the government
think
after
that
misplacing
George
$3 million.
Wait, politics for politics for two politics.
I personally think that George Bush did 9/11.
Too politics. Too much politics. We can't get politics.
Sorry. Well, George Bush, outside of politics.
Thanksgiving.
I think that he did
9/11. Thanksgiving.
Why the fuck is 9/11 up there?
Because Connor wrote it.
I didn't write it.
Yes, you did. I was
what happened over the break?
And you're like, 9/11. I'm like,
9/11 happened.
And then you wrote it.
About 9/11.
Anyway,
on September 11th, 2001, nearly 3,000 people were killed.
No, no, no. Okay, Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Stuffing turkeys.
What?
Top three facts about Thanksgiving.
Stuffing turkeys
number
in the ass
one.
With stuffing and bread
first
and stuff.
Thanksgiving was celebrated in 1621 over a three-day Christmas festival. Yeah.
All right. How much pounds of turkey ass did you guys eat?
Zero.
I gained 7 pounds.
I don't eat meat.
I gained
that's
so kappa, many pounds.
But I...
So, okay, here's the story of that. Okay, so first of all, is I know Beck had a Friendsgiving, so we went there, and no one ate my mom's pie, which is really disappointing. So
I would have ate the fuck out that pie, man.
It was so good. It was pumpkin cream pie. It was basically.
Dude, why didn't you tell me?
It was whipped cream and pumpkin. It was all.
Whipped cream! Whoa!
Anywho.
Cream.
And during said Friendsgiving, I know three of my friends, Brayden, Kat, and Luca, were trying
to
see. The
parking lot.
They weighed themselves before they ate, and then they were going to see who gained the most pounds. I think Brayden won with 4.4 pounds, and I learned something. He said the tip.
Boom, 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 boom.
He said the tip is drinking a lot of water weight. So I'm like, all right, bet. The next day, we went to Thanksgiving with my dad's side of the family, and I weighed myself before. I was 171.6. And then I ate dinner. I weighed myself and I was 173.6. I gained 2 pounds.
That's a lot of pounds.
So then I drank a shit ton of water. I drank like 3 glasses of water. And then I went up. I think I was 175.8 or something. I was 176. I gained 4.4 pounds. And then I'm like, okay, I'm not going to use the bathroom. I'm just going to wait till dessert. Dessert comes around. I ate a good amount of dessert. And I'm like, all right, now for the water. You know the Skyline Special, the Joe Burrow cups? You know how big they are? I filled that entire thing with water. I'm like, I got to drink this. So I drank the entire thing. Thought I was going to die. Hobbled my way up to the weight, to the scale. Weighed myself, and I was... hold on. Sorry. My throat was sharp as fuck. I weighed 170. Thank you. I weighed 178.6. I gained 7 pounds in one day.
In one day?
I mean, granted, it was a lot of water, a ton of water weight, and most of it went away when I went to the bathroom. But yeah, 178.6 pounds. Stop playing sound effects. So that was
Like, bro, what?
So that was... Turn that off. I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
So that was my Thanksgiving. And that's how many pounds I gained. And it was pretty fun. And that was the day after the Elder Glee Club Turkey Bowl, where the band and the Glee Club...
Where you guys got fucking shit on.
Okay, no. I stand by. I didn't lose, all right? I played the best I was able to. I just never got the ball thrown to me. I was the MVP.
Tragic.
I was the MVP of the Glee Club.
Didn't they bring in freshmen?
They brought
in
a freshman
side,
that was like major. Cracked, didn't they?
They brought up Major, who was not even in band. He's in freshman. He's in beginner band, which would be the equivalent of us bringing up a freshman chorus guy. But I mean, that's neither here nor there.
That's the same thing.
It's the same thing. It's just freshmen are a little more.
No, it's not
restricted
because here's the thing: is that the people in band do band because they actually want to do band. People in Glee Club do Glee Club because they actually want to sing. People in freshman chorus do that so they can get a credit. That basically consists of the entire freshman class.
Bam.
So I could have got any like top tier freshman, but no, we didn't because that's not allowed.
Was it a gentleman's agreement?
What do you mean? By
not inviting freshmen. Obviously, we're in like beginner, whatever, freshman chorus.
Kinda. I mean, well, it's Glee Club versus band, not Glee Club and freshman chorus versus beginner band and band. It's Glee Club versus band. They technically cheated, but so whatever. I had him on lock.
These damn band kids.
I had him on lock when he was on my side. I was a safety, so.
These damn band kids, bro. I'm telling you.
If he lined up on the right side, I lined up on the right side, and then they just gave it to Carter, who ran to the left, and I wasn't there, and that he got yards. But I played amazing. I did pretty good. If I just got the ball thrown, like literally everyone and their mom, like everyone on the Glee Club agrees that I should have got the ball more. Everyone in the band, like after a play would be over, I'm just sitting there. And like they'd be like, I have no idea why they didn't throw the ball to you. Like they're all just like, I have no idea why you're knocking.
Who's
the ball
your QB?
You. Jacob Eddingfield. And I'm like, you're right. I do know. I don't know why I'm knocking the ball thrown to me. And they put me on O line for like towards the end of the second quarter. I'm like, what are you doing? Like I have literal wide receiver gloves I got from Charlie Baker. I'm definitely one of the fastest here. I'm definitely one of the most in shape here. And I'm tall and I can jump. And I was a goalie, so I know how to catch. Why am I not getting the ball thrown to me?
Like, your dog shit.
It seems obvious.
You're just too dog
why,
shit.
Why are you not
you're
the
You're just too
team.
Terrible. You dog shit.
I prefer soccer.
Prefer soccer, yeah.
And also, I was just never a football guy. I've thought about that. I'm like, if I actually committed time, like if I played football when I was in grade school, I think I'd be a pretty good football player. Like if I committed at a young age to football instead of soccer, I think I'd be a pretty good football player.
I think your body is built for football.
Yeah, I honestly agree. Definitely more than soccer, yeah.
Yeah, see, the thing is, like, I feel like with soccer, the majority of people that I would say are usually the best at soccer are, like, people like smaller builds.
Lean, people who are able to, like, go quick.
Yeah.
Because you don't necessarily need strength in soccer. You need skill.
Yeah.
Football, you need strength and skill, but you need strength, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think if I committed to football at a young age, I think I'd be a formidable
Black
football player.
Friday.
Realistically, you'd probably start varsity as, like, a sophomore year, I think. If you really committed your time. I think you would be very built. Like, a little bit more built than you are right now.
Yeah, because you have to, like, actively commit to getting built when you do football. I didn't really commit to getting, like, strong until, like, halfway through junior year. So. Yeah.
I mean, I think you definitely could probably – you could probably, like, straight up – oh, well, I mean, the football season is over.
Yeah.
Like, if it was the beginning of the year, you could have probably, like, walked on and, like, maybe played, like, I don't know. You could have been, like, a backup or something.
Maybe, yeah. But, I mean, it's whatever. Football would not have fit me. At this current moment, football would not have fit me as a person. If I did it at a young age and, like, was a football guy at a younger age, it would have, but.
Type shit.
And also, I mean, I don't even play soccer anymore. I do Glee Club. I sing. So,
soccer's, like, over now, right?
Soccer is over, yeah. But, like, no, I don't even. Like, I say I committed to soccer more than football, but I don't even do soccer. I gave that up so I could practice, so I could sing more, which is weird. I was thinking about that one day. I was like, man, I, like, have the mentality and the body for, like, almost like football, but I sing.
Like, maybe you could sing. Maybe you could sing about football.
Maybe.
But, all right, yeah, after Thanksgiving, we got Black Friday.
I spent so much money. it's a problem.
I didn't spend shit.
I spent zero dollars.
I bought a new mouse pad, that's it.
I actually, for some time, or during the Thanksgiving weekend, that same weekend, I had a presentation night with some of my friends, and that was probably one of the best things ever. There were some of my UC friends. I can find it for us.
Guys, I spent over $250.
Oh my god.
Alright,
spent 40.
Let me recount Black Friday for you guys. Okay, we started the day. I know my friend Kat, Luca, Frank, and Beckman wanted to go shopping for Black Friday. So we all got in Kat's car. Actually, Kat woke me up. He got into my house and then just like jumped on me when I was asleep to wake me up. So we got in Kat's car. We went to Target to basically, like, warm up. Me and Luca split a Pokemon card tin, and me and Kat split a case of four Starbucks double shot energy drinks so we could have some energy. Then we went to – Frank bought a water jug. I don't know why he bought a water jug. He picked it up as a joke, and then he said he was too embarrassed to go put it away, so he just bought it. So we bought it. He bought a water jug. But, yeah, so we went to – an outlet mall first. And me and Luca split while they waited in line for Adidas or something. We went to American Eagle, where I bought a new flannel for $30. Then we went to, after that, we went to Nautica, where I bought a blue shirt for $12 and some nice ass comfy pajama pants for like $18. Then we went to Kenwood, and I bought a Hollister jersey for, not Hollister, Hollister hoodie for $30. You know, some pretty good deals. This is going well, pretty good deals, not spending too much. Then we went to Dick's. And I had $250 Dick's gift cards. And I saw this FC Cincinnati jersey for, it said $90 on the rack. I'm like, sweet. And then I also saw some pre-workout for what I thought was on the rack, $20. I'm like, perfect. I'll only be spending $10. It's getting late. Cat had to be somewhere and he drove all of us. So we had to get out of there ASAP. We went to the checkout. They checked out. They left me just there. There's some people behind me. And I'm thinking like, okay, $110. I'm going to be spending $10. It's fine. He scans them both. All right, your total will be $208. Huh? Okay.
$208? What the fuck?
So the jersey was $150 instead of $90. And the pre-workout was $50 instead of $20. But we had to go. And there were people behind me. So I'm like, I'm just gonna buy it. Like, it's too late. I've committed. So I spent the $100 and I bought the jersey and the pre-workout. So yeah, that was my Black Friday. And then the next day I bought Gymshark shorts and a shirt, and I bought something else. Protein hot chocolate, which I think arrived today. So yeah, that was my Black Friday and how I spent $250, and I am never financially recovering.
Nice.
Yeah, riveting Black Friday. The economy really popped off today.
Wonderful.
Yeah, Black I bought a new mouse pad. That's about
awesome.
It's about it. All right, 40 bucks.
I think that basically sums up the big events like Halloween, Thanksgiving, Black Friday.
And we are running out of time here. So.
We are unfortunately running out of time.
I didn't talk about the monkey we killed. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, we have some more stories to tell, but unfortunately.
Yeah, that's a story for a future day. Yeah, we'll see you guys in two months.
I went to prison, but you know, we didn't talk about
how he went to prison. We didn't talk about how I killed a monkey, and we didn't talk about how I went to kiss with my cousin.
And we also didn't talk about how I somehow beat racism.
Everything said there was true.
I did the exact opposite of whiteface.
Oh yeah, Spotify Wrapped that happened as well. But
you're going to have to see what we mean by Hunter went to prison, I killed a monkey, and I went to kiss with my cousin.
Three bad bitches.
So you're going to have to wait to see the next episode.
You're going to have to wait and see whenever that is. It probably won't be until we need to also the Christmas special will happen eventually.
Oh, my God. It's Christmas soon.
It's December 1st.
Oh, God. All right.
All right, guys. Well,
yeah. Get ready for a Christmas special in February.
Christmas special coming up.
In February. Yeah.
I mean, at this rate, with how our schedule is, probably. But I would like to thank you all for listening into the Digital Chill Podcast. It has been me, Keith Clark.
Gabe Billy.
And Hunter Rolf.
Last thing is, before we leave, you know, I want to say thank you to Outer High School for letting us use the ENN studio. Thank you to all the fans for listening in every day.
Hooray!
Every time that we actually do upload a podcast episode, we are greatly thankful for you. And
yippee!
Do we have anything else to be thankful for?
No. Anyway, moving
on. Can't say that on there.
I'm thankful for bad bitches. All right.
I'm thankful for my 2-inch dip.
What the fuck?
Thank you so much, Hunter.
See you guys in like 2 months.
All right, guys. I'll see you next month. Bye.
We'll see you guys in 2024 whenever we choose to actually fucking upload. All right. Adios. You sexy motherfuckers. Meow.